Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the people of Iman with the name Al-Wakil. Al-Wakil is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of Al-Wakil? In the subcontinent, when you appoint a person as your wakil, then that person takes care of all your burden and he fights for your case in the courts. So that person is known as your wakil. And so what he tries to do is to defeat every kind of opposition that is there, so that you don't have any burden, and he takes on the responsibility of defeating all the opponents. So in India, Pakistan, when we say that this person is my wakil, you have appointed him to fight for your case in the courts. But in the Arabic language, wakil actually means someone who is there to represent you. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your wakil in a sense that He is your complete guardian and He is the one who will give you complete protection. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is representing you, then you don't need anyone else. So wakil means that someone who on your behalf is going to take care of all of your affairs. He will take care of all of your affairs. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes your wakil, that is His attribute, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is representing you everywhere. So you're on a journey, no difficulty comes. Why? Because you are represented by who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is your wakil. In your business, there is no difficulty. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your wakil. At home, there is no difficulty. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your wakil. So when we say that Allah is wakil, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the caretaker of all of your affairs. He is representing you completely. Now how do we achieve this connection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes our wakil, that He is representing us in all of our affairs? The scholars have mentioned that this will only come by tawakkul. This will only come by tawakkul. Tawakkul is an Arabic word. And tawakkul means reliance. That you rely completely 100% upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you get into this habit that you are relying, your complete reliance is only upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a time comes whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes your wakil in this dunya all the time for you. So each individual needs to understand and he needs to move up the ladder when it comes to the reliance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, complete tawakkul is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something which is very, very important. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who has tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah is sufficient for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kafi for him. Allah is sufficient for him. So in order for a person to get into that position that he is represented by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, he needs to increase his level of tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now remember, tawakkul does not mean that we discard asbab. Asbab, we discard that. That we don't rely at all in the different sources that are available for you, resources that are available for you. So for an example, if a person is not well, and if a doctor comes to see him, he says, oh, send him away, this is against my tawakkul, then that person is not a peer sahab, he is a bewakuf person. What is he? He's nalaik. This man does not have any ilm. This man does not have any ilm. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an, even doctors came to see him. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, physicians came to see him. Subhanallah al-Azim. And so it does not mean that we cut off ourselves from the real world. That is not the case. You know, leave your key anyway, leave everything, and you say tawakkul upon Allah. That you're walking out and there are thousands of people and you don't want to hold the hands of the young ones and say, forget it, you know, Allah is the one to protect them. No, no. Allah is saying, hold their hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, hold the hands. That is not the meaning of tawakkul. Tawakkul means that you have made sure that you have used every avenue. You have used every avenue, and then your tawakkul now is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sunnah of Nabiyyi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But again, everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the level of tawakkul and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became the wakil for the messengers and also for Nabiyyi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and also for the companions, that is at a very different level. Their tawakkul upon Allah was at a very different level. Sometimes their tawakkul was standing in complete opposition to even what we call asbab. It was standing in front of them because that was their level of tawakkul, very high. So for an example, the famous story of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala. This man went to the battlefield with two individuals that were standing behind him. And there was an army that had filled the horizon to the right and to the left. That is the opposition. And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid comes alone. And so when the enemies look at the Muslim army and they are laughing at Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, that what kind of a fool is this man? Is this a musty? What is this? That he comes with two people behind him and we have an entire army that has covered the horizon. And so when they came to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid and said, where is the army? He said, I am enough for you. Ajib. I am. Now you see, that's a very high level of tawakkul. And the reason why they had achieved this is because of their companionship with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To actually see Huzur alayhi salam's face, the face to be in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this would actually untie the knot of kufr immediately. And this would push you up at a very high level. So they were so high that even the angels had to come down from the heavens to give them company during the battles they had. Battle of Badr and many other battles, they would come. So he said, you know, I am enough for you. So that man said, Are you okay? Are you insane? Is your zehn okay? Is there junoon with you? Anta junoon? And he said, no. And he said, I have one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in front of me. The example of that person who has iman and the example of that person who has no iman in the heart, كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ, is like that person who is alive and dead. The people who have iman are those that are alive, and those who don't have iman are dead people. They are the deceased, mare hue log. They are dead people, what we see in the qabristan. So although you people are moving, riding a horse with your weapons, in reality you people are nothing, because of the words of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. And so he said, this is how much reliance you have upon your Allah and the words of your Nabi. And he said, yes, I, Khalid bin Walid, is enough. You are lucky I have come with two more people, but in reality I am enough for you. Subhanallah. You know, we need a masjid in our locality that should be named as Masjid Khalid bin Walid. Unfortunately, we don't have that. We don't realize the service of this man, the khidmat that he has done for Islam. We haven't got a masjid that is named after him. Masjid Khalid bin Walid, commander, general, Musalman ki itne bare, zabardast. And so this man said, okay, don't worry, forget fighting and all that. Even by Hazrat Khalid bin Walid saying that I am enough for you, the mu'arrikheen have said this put fear in their hearts. When he said, I am enough, this actually put fear in their hearts. So he chose not to fight. He said, is that the case? Then okay. And then he took out this bottle that had poison inside it and said, this is the bottle that we keep. And it is a poison that I have made with my own hands. And the reason for this bottle to be with me is that we would rather die than to be the captives of the Muslims, taken as prisoners. So if you have so much tawakkul upon your Allah, then why don't you put one drop of this poison on your tongue and let's see if Allah is going to protect you. Let's see if Allah is going to protect you. So Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said, just give it to me. Give it to me. Now we are not to do that. We are not to do that. Why? In case, you know, we get Josh, take a knife and try to play around with a knife. Tawakkul upon Allah. That's not right. As Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. As Khalid bin Walid took the bottle, in fact the whole bottle, he sipped it, he drank, and he read the tasbih, Bismillahi alladhi la yadhurru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama. Wa huwa as-sami'ul alim. Three times. And he drank it. And so they all started laughing, making a mockery out of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Khalid bin Walid, you are a fool, you are going to die, you have committed suicide. This is death for you. History will remember you in a way that you could not fight us and you opted to kill yourself. And we will also kill the two that are behind you. So Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said, wait, wait. And they waited and they waited half an hour, 1 hour. Nothing is wrong with Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Everything is fine. That person could not believe it. And he said, in reality, haq is that Allah is with you. Allah is with you. And he came forward and he said, I will embrace Islam. He embraced Islam, and the entire army also embraced Islam. That level of tawakkul. When your tawakkul is at that level, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes your wakil. Allah becomes your wakil. Now look at the tawakkul of Hazrat Umar Farooq on top of him. Look at the tawakkul of Hazrat Umar Farooq. You see, everyone would rely upon Hazrat Khalid bin Walid in the battlefield. Everything was about him. The Islamic Khilafah, total control all the way until the last days of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and the entire army was under one man, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. And victory, futuhat upon futuhat, futuhat upon futuhat. Everyone was defeated and crushed. And everything was because of one man, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Now look at the tawakkul. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an comes, and the first action he takes is he removes Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. He removes Khalid bin Walid radiallahu. And so he said to the people, what I see is that you people have now got a lot of reliance upon Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, which according to me is not right. Victory does not come because of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Victory comes because of taqwa. And if you remain muttaqi, Allah can give you victory without Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. And I'm going to prove this to you. And he said to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, what a man he was, you know, to make such decisions. Never easy, you know, to move someone like him. Instantly, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid out. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid is out. And then you see during the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and the amount of futuhat, subhanallah, Khilafat had spread in every direction. This was from Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and to show that actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wakil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wakil. And so we need to work on this. That the more tawakkul reliance we have upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more connection we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes your wakil, He becomes your representative in everything. There are two things you don't know what to choose, what is right for you. Without you knowing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you to the right thing. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your wakil. Now look at the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. This very noble man, when you look at his life, Allahu Akbar, fascinating individual, born in the midst of a sea of statues and idols. Everywhere you see shirk, wherever you go, idols. His own father, a mushrik. And so he starts giving da'wat, inviting the father first. Worship the creator, not the creations. Worship the creator, not the creations. And you see, when you want to give da'wat to somebody towards Islam, you've got to be very subtle. You've got to present logic to them. And you've got to say to them, as Muslims, we worship the creator, not the creation. It's a complete different picture. As Muslims, we worship the creator and not the creation. The creation is not worthy to be worshipped. We only worship that who is our maker, the one who has created the heavens and the earth. This is how you start, because he is Khaliq. And if he is Khaliq, everything else becomes Makhluk, the same line of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And so he takes everybody on and he decides that all the idols that are there in the temple, he goes alone single-handedly, destroys everything besides that one grand statue that was there in the middle. And then they find out that actually who has done this is the son of Azar, Ibrahim alayhi salam. And they get Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam and they are angry. And when you are angry, you want to punish someone. And perhaps the zenith of torture would be to burn somebody alive. You know, to burn somebody, to put petrol on someone, and then to light him. That is the way Allah has described Jahannam. That is why the ulama and in the hadith it comes that you are not to punish anyone with fire. You are not to punish anyone with fire. This is wrong. And so they got so angry, they said, burn him. قَالُوا حَرِّكُوهُ Burn him. وَانْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ And support your gods if you are to act on this. Support your gods if you are to act, but burn this man. And Namrud was there. He gave the order to dig this pit, and firewood was collected and filled up, and this mega fire was lit. In fact, they could not take control of the fire. It was uncontrollable. And they did not know how to push Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam into the fire. Someone gave an idea to tie the hands of Ibrahim alayhi salam and to catapult him into the fire. At that time, subhanallah al-azim, when fire is there, everything is there, people are there, standing and waiting to see this man. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and says, Hazrat, if you want, I can give you the full support and I will help you. I can destroy everyone that is here. With all my wings that are here, I can crush everyone with one wing. Ibrahim alayhi salam's tawakkul. And where he uses the name Wakil. So he said to Jibreel alayhi salam, tell me Jibreel, has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent you to help me? And he said, no, I have come myself out of your honor and respect. I have come myself. So then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, my Allah knows where I am and what is happening to me. I don't need your help. And as they were about to lift him up and to throw him into this fire, ulama have mentioned at that time, from all the tasbihat, this tasbih was read, and he was reading the tasbih, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. What a powerful tasbih this is. What a powerful statement this is. That Ibrahim alayhi salam is reading this, Hasbunallah, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. As he is reading the tasbih of Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a direct command. Qulna ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Oh fire is also the order of Allah. It's muhtaj of Allah. And Allah Pak is saying, Kuni barda, become cool on him. Now you see, if the temperature is very, very cool, then what happens? Sometimes it becomes very, very cold. And it can be sometimes discomforting. It can be very cold. If the room is very cold, you're not so comfortable. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, be cool, wa salaman, and give him the right temperature. The room temperature should be the best temperature, so there is all comfort to him. Salaman means the best temperature should be given to him around the climate. Wasalaman ala Ibrahim. And as he touches the fire and goes inside, and subhanallah, look at that tawakkul. And he read the same tasbih and he is saying, Hasbunallah, Allah is kafi, sufficient for us. Wa ni'mal wakil, and he is the best representing you. He is the best one to represent you. He is the best one to protect you. He is the best guardian. Wa ni'mal wakil, and he stayed there. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was questioned that the life that Allah had given him, which was the best period of time, And he said, the best period of time was when I was in that fire. That was the best days of my life. When I was in that fire. وَأَرَادُ بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ The Quran says, they intended harm for him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them losers. The great, فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ أَخْسَرِينَ means the greatest losers. أَخْسَر, not losers, the greatest losers. They became the greatest losers. And so this tasbih is very powerful. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. All the time read this tasbih. Any difficulty that comes, hasbunallah wa ni'mal. Court case, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Operation, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Anxiety, difficulty, whatever. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. That tasbih. That is also Ismi Azam. This ayat is also Ismi Azam. And also read this. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. And this tasbih was read by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and read by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, in the Quran, Allah gives a command to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say and read this tasbih. And all the companions also read this tasbih. After the Battle of Uhud, when in the Battle of Uhud, the kuffar retreated and they vacated the battlefield. As they were moving away from the Battle of Uhud, they realized that we could have won the battle. Maybe one thrust and push and just one strong push would mean that we could defeat the Muslims. And so some of them then decided that let us go back to the Battle of Uhud and fight the Muslims. But then Allah put fear in the hearts of the mushrikeen. They were going back towards Makkah Mukarramah. As they were going towards Makkah Mukarramah, there was a group of travelers that were going back to Medina Munawwara. And so they stopped the group of travelers and said, if you're going to Medina, give a message to the Muslims that the mushrikeen of Makkah are only going back to return back with a very powerful army. With a stronger army, with more ammunition, with a lot of manpower, and we are going to return back very soon. Now at that time, the Muslims, majority of them were wounded. Majority of them were wounded, the Mujahideen. And then when this kafla, this group of people came, and they said that this is the message that is given by the mushrikeen, we don't know when they will return. Is it in half a day? Is it in one day? Or do they plan to return back like an ambush to attack the Muslims? It is said that every single Sahabi with one tongue, everyone said this, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. We fear no one. Brother, are you praying namaz? Jamaat? Yeah, can you just pray outside so it don't disturb you and you don't disturb me. Just outside where the foyer is. Jazakallah khair. Jazakallah. Yeah. So he said that, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient. This is what shaitan does. The shaitan first puts fear in the hearts. What will happen? What will happen? What will happen? And ye jo depression hai na, depression. Depression actually comes from shaitan. Shaitan is always putting fear, 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 fear. يُخَوِّفُونَكَ يُخَوِّفُونَكَ He is putting fear. This will happen, this will happen, this will happen. And the ilaj of depression is that throw away this depression. Take out and take this out from the roots. Forget depression. And have your reliance upon Allah and say, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ Nothing can happen because Allah is our wakil. Nothing can happen because Allah is our wakil. So this was a tasbih that was read by every sahabi and also Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala an is a sahabi. He says that I have heard from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that anyone from my ummah reads this tasbih 7 times in the morning and 7 times in the evening. 7 times in the morning and 7 times in the evening. Hasbi Allah, la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Hasbi Allah, la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. 7 times in the morning, 7 times in the evening, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is then sufficient for him in this dunya and also in the hereafter. In this dunya and also in the hereafter. You will see that every single scholar, mashayikh, awliyaullah, out of their awrad and wadaif, this was their routine. They would not go out until they read this 7 times. And in the evening they would not sleep until this is read 7 times. Complete protection. Allah becomes your wakil during the day and Allah becomes your wakil during the night. Hasbi Allah, la ilaha illahu, alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Al-Shaykh Muhammad ibn Ya'qub, he narrates that one contingent of the Muslims was going towards the Roman Empire to fight the Romans, and during their journey one man fell off the horse and he broke his hip bone, and this became very painful and he could not travel again. So he was just sitting there, and if they tried to move him it was very painful. So they said to him that you wait here, there is enough food, your horse is here, let us go and get to the city and bring somebody here who can do your ilaj and treat you. So they left him alone and they were traveling. And this group was going towards the Roman group to fight them. And so this man was there sitting, and the Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in, they traveled. And one or two would also return back to treat him with a doctor or a physician. So this man says that I was sitting, and all of a sudden from nowhere, this man comes in front of me. And he says to me, what is the problem? And he said, I think I have broken my bone. And so he said, that is fine. Place your finger on your hip bone. And the finger was placed on the hip bone. And the last verse of Surah Tawbah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ. So put your finger there and recite the verses of Surah, last ayat of Surah Tawbah before Surah Yunus. So read the verse and pray, and do dumb on it, inshallah Allah will give you shifa. And he said, I started reading this ayat in which it says, Hasbi Allah, Hasbi Allah, La ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me complete shifa and I could stand up. He sat back on the horse and joined the Muslim army, and he fought also in the battle. And this was the barakat of this ayat of the Quran. Remember, Quran is dawa. What is it? Abu Dawood Sharif ki riwayat hai, khayru dawa al-Quran. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best form of medication is the Quran. Khayru dawa al-Quran. The best dawa for you is the Quran. So you can of course treat your disease with the conventional medication that is out there, but at the same time also with the ayats of the Quran. And so this is a very, very powerful tasbih. Hasbi Allah, la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. In the Quran it comes, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, wa ni'mal wakil. And it is connected to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is al-wakil. And al-wakil means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is representing you all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes wakil for me and for everyone here and for all of our loved ones. Inshallah, just a few minutes, inshallah, if you close your eyes and give your full concentration towards the heart and let the heart do the zikr of Allah without using the tongue. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا رب.